السيد الرئيس.
Mr. President, we should like to congratulate you upon your election to preside over the DGE to discuss the lethal automation weapons system. We are confident that your knowledge and experience will lead us to successful results. We assure you the full cooperation of our delegation. We should also like to thank you for the expressions of condolences towards my country. We should like to associate ourselves to the statement by Venezuela on behalf of NAM. Mr. President, the meeting of the DGE on laws is an opportune occasion for us to take the preventive measures needed to develop these systems as future warfare tools. The international community must work together in order to consider all questions and trends in the development of these autonomous technologies, as well as their military applications and ethical and legal implications for the future. There are serious reasons to be considered when talking about the risks of laws which can lead to destabilizing international peace and security and the force of international humanitarian law, as well as the international law on human rights. Moreover, this will lead to arms race, which will have catastrophic results on future generations. Therefore, we have to be sure that no decision that can lead to the death of any human being is given or entrusted to a machine, and that all decisions must remain under human control. It's important that we have to stop these laws in a manner that would be on the basis of taking practical steps nationally and internationally that would lead to banning these systems. Mr. President, the international community must take into consideration the emanating risks of smuggling these weapons to organized crimes or to terrorist attacks and unlawful non-state actors, or worse, if they are if these gangs are able to hack these systems and impede their operation, which would lead to humanitarian catastrophe. Mr. President, the Food for Thought paper which we have presented can be a good basis for the discussions and a reason to continue the results of the three-year discussions over the last 3 years regarding legal, ethical, and technological development. We should like to refer to these discussions on NOS within the DGE and take into consideration all the results in an objective and comprehensive manner. In conclusion, we should like to emphasize that discussions to ban laws should in no way impact the development of artificial intelligence systems that can improve the quality of life of individuals and communities, as well as improve medicinal diagnostics, monitoring of natural disasters, and other important demands. We think it's imperative not to envision any instrument or legislation that can hamper technological progress or artificial intelligence uses for peaceful purposes. Thank you.